Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Diyar-e Madina. Nazar dhoondti hai Diyar-e Madina, hai dil aur jaan beqarar-e Madina. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ وہ دیکھو حد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور ابو بکر فاروق و عثمان و حیدر رضی اللہ عنہ یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور ابو بکر فاروق و عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینے کا شہر مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد کوبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیاء کی یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد کوبا کی ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیاء کی مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلبو جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلبو جگر دیکھتے ہیں یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینے کا خطر فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا خطر فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اما بعد, This is a very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriri Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, in which حضرت is teaching us a very important aspect with regard to ایمان, and that is to have great love for our beloved نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Without the love of نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, a person's ایمان is incomplete, and this is what we have come here to develop and to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to develop this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And this is the only way to get the love of Allah, which Allah ta'ala himself mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you think you got the love of Allah, or if you want to develop this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then the first thing you have to have is the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sign of love is Al-Muhibbu لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِعُونَ. Who you love, you just follow that personality. So if we love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I myself have to see, and we learn from Hazrat here, that the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just outward. Everything, the smallest thing connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and connected to the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person has great love for that. And that will develop his iman. So Hazrat says that generally in the heart of a true believer, and Hazrat explaining his condition and the condition of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that they may be thousands of miles away from Medina to Munawwara, but all the time in the bottom of their heart, what they are desiring and yearning for, nazar doonti hai diyari Medina, hai dil aur jaan be qarari Medina, that my eyesight is just looking, and when can I get the sight of the beloved sati of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and for that my heart and my soul, that is my body, is just restless. When can I be in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly? All the time they are engaged in connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by checking their lives and trying to love a life in conformity to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala give me all of us the tawfiq, when we start reciting abundance of durood and we start making an effort to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we'll get an idea what Hazrat is teaching us in this beautiful poem, which is a real bayan that a person has to develop the love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person will always be restless no matter what the conditions are. And then we'll see the du'as that a person will come out from his heart, that Allah ta'ala should remove all obstacles, that every mu'min can be able to go freely in the honorable court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and present his durood directly in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat explains, what is this real love and what is this restlessness that I want to be in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This we can only learn and get a iota of this reality from those that were in the sohbat, in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that were none other than the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They knew what was it to have love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person is prepared to give his life, his soul, his wealth, everything, his family, he'll sacrifice for the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is what Allah ta'ala wants from us. So Hazrat says, if you want to see that what was real bravery and what is the sign of bravery, wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar, shaheedon ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. That if you really want to see who is a brave person is not that person who can show his weight and his might and fight and show his power. A great person is that person who submits to the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and in the conformity of the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what is the demand of the command of Allah that under any condition a person is prepared to give his life. So Hazrat says, look at the Mount of Uhud, and what will come to your heart, and you realize that picture will open up. That look at the beautiful bravery of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, not for their own passion and desires, but to uphold the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to uphold the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And when a person looks at that honorable great mountain of Uhud, there on that mountain a person just sees, and as if you can see, that the Mubarak honorable blood of the martyrs of Islam, who set the trend that how Islam will thrive in the world, that we have to give our life and soul to uphold the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that Allah ta'ala is not in need of the blood of anybody. Allah doesn't need that a person gives his life and gives his blood, but Allah ta'ala wants to show the world that we all claim to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all claim to love Allah, but I have to check my reality. What is the reality of this love? What is the reality of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat? That Hazrat says it so beautifully, that Allah wants to show the world who are those people that are prepared to write their love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat with their own blood. And this was none other than the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What status they reached, the whole world, the greatest awliya after that can never reach the level of the lowest Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that Allah has made these Mubarak majalis for us to learn this reality. And this is how Iman will be built, that under all conditions, nothing will stop us from being firm on the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam and upholding the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat says, when now Allah ta'ala opens the road and Allah gives you the honor of being present right in the Mubarak countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi sallam, from a distance you just see, wo hai samne sab gumbad, ka manzar, usi mein to aram farma hai sarwar. That from a distance you see the beautiful green honorable dome, and that dome becomes honorable because under which who is resting? The greatest personality, none other than the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in whose sadqa we enjoy these majalis, in whose sadqa we are enjoying every breath of ours, in the sadqa of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah made this whole world. So can we imagine how much love should we have for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And true love is how much we think of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much durood do I recite upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much am I conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So under that beautiful dome, what makes it so honorable? What makes it so blessed? That just the greatest personality, the king of both the world, The leader of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, is resting under that Mubarak dome. So that dome also becomes blessed. The Mubarak stand under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes so honorable in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat that we can't imagine its value. Then Hazrat explained that look at those special great, great personalities who took directly from the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't find a match in the world. Forever after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody can ever match these great personalities. And according to their names, a great rank. The first of all, Siddiq Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He taught us that what is true love, that how in thick and thin you should be all the time with the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Give your life, give your wealth, everything. And then we find after that who followed in his footsteps. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which they all exclaimed and said that where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala reached, we could have never reached there. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala acknowledged that. Then came Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He also acknowledged where could we reach and lead that life which Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala reached, where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala reached.
And finally, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was regarded as Haider, the very courageous and brave warrior of Islam, they all showed us what is true reality of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That under all conditions, they were ready to give their lives. And Hazrat puts it so beautifully here, Yahi te ye parwana ishami anwan. That that bright, beautiful light of the countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where can the 14 full moon match it? Where can all the beautiful sun match the beautiful, honorable, mubarak countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Concerning which Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself mentions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. What has come to you when the world was lost in darkness? Allah Ta'ala sent that beautiful nur that is in the form of the countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what were the open book of guidance, which is our constitution, the Qur'an-i Kareem. That any law of anybody who clashes with Qur'an-i Kareem, that law will be smashed, and that law should not be obeyed. The only law that has to be obeyed is the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and not according to our understanding and our weak interpretation, but as taught to us by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we find Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so firm that he was prepared, that he said, one man, the whole world can go against the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ayan Kusuddin wa Abu Bakr Hay, that any deficiency in the deen of Allah should come, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu should be alive. And from this we learn that the force of Allah Ta'ala is not what majority. The force of Allah Ta'ala is that what that person who is on truth, on haq, he can be one man, but he has got the force of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the whole world forces can never ever come close to him. They will all be just crushed to pieces. So Hazrat teaches us that what does firmness of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and following the footsteps of Nabi Akram saw some tooth and nail. Hazrat says that, see what was the result. Yahi se to Islam phaila hai jahan mein, Madina ka shohra hai hafte asma mein. That from here now, the noor of Islam, that light which lit up the whole world and rid the darkness of all types of evil, which unfortunately today myself, we have to see my own life and see that today we think we're living in a sophisticated world, but we are in sophisticated darkness today. We are following all types of technology, etc., and going further away from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There, when that was the time of darkness, one noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and see how light spread, not only in Madinatul Munawwara, but throughout the world. And till today, in any corner of the world, you'll find a person who is engaged in the obedience of Allah through the barakat of the sacrifice of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his loyal companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That so much so, Madina to Munawwara became famous for spreading the truth, for spreading peace and justice and goodness throughout the world. Yet not only the fame of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Madina Sharif was only in the world, but through the seven heavens also. All in the seven heavens also. Even the malaika were overtaken by the fame of Nabi of Madina to Munawwara. And this is real fame, that a person remains on truth, on loyalty to the commands of Allah. And only for the pleasure of Allah, not that a person wants name and fame. But Allah Ta'ala makes a person shine when you obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says so beautifully, Nishan-e Nabi hai ye masjid-e Quba ki, hai kindil-e Taiba Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke diya ki. That we find what was the splendor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madina to Munawwara, the first condition was, worry and condition was, that the masjid of Allah, the house of Allah should be established. That where now the azan goes throughout the world, and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established, and the greatest command after iman, that salah should be established. From there deen will spread. So we find before even Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was built, the first masjid, Masjid al-Quba, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made an effort that it should be built. So So Hazrat says here that hai kindil taiba nabi ki ziya hai, that from the special noor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the brightness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which became more manifest in Medina in Masjid Nabawi. But where did that light start from? Where did that, so to say, that lamp started from Masjid Quba? And we see Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, as our Hazrat teaches us, that never ever forget your beginnings. You can become a mufti of the time. Don't forget that person who taught you Alif Ba Ta Sa. And if we don't make dua for our asatiza, those asatiza who taught us the initial stages, then we can never progress in life. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hazrat is teaching, that where did the light of Islam start? From Quba Sharif. And then it spread as then Masjid Nabawi, how people started flocking there. So we also should realize and understand this reality. Medina ke diwar wa dar dekhte hai, ajab hal qalb wa jigar dekhte hai. Then Hazrat explains what is the condition of a person of true iman. When we look at just the vicinity of Madinatul Munawwara, and not today the modern Madinatul Munawwara, those small gullies and those mud homes, etc. When a person just thinks of that history, and you just think of that Madinatul Munawwara, you find your heart and your lover has got a different feeling that you just can't imagine. That what sacrifices Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala made, that today we enjoy taking the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we enjoy the masajid. So from this we learn that under no circumstances should we become passive, and should we ever become, should we subject to our whims and fancies and the laws of anybody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Finally, Hazrat mentions that maskan hai shahi Medina ka akhtar, falak bosa zan hai yaha ki zami par. That Hazrat addressing himself but teaching us that where can we understand what is the position of Medina to Munawwara. Forget the honorable personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beyond our imagination. But how we should only realize how fortunate we are. We can't make enough shukr. Allah has chosen us to be in the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says just the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the resting place of no ordinary and no king of the world can miss. This is the Shah, the king of Medina to Munawwara, the king of both the world, none other than Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That today it is, we don't understand, but the reality is, so to say, the seven heavens are kissing the Mubarak earth of Nabi of Medina to Munawwara, because the greatest personality is resting there. And that is why till today it is an acknowledged fact that where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, presently it is even greater than Jannah, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality, that we increase our durood and we come here to learn the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, 25 chapters by which the Muslims will come out from all the difficulties and problems. Chapter number 24, Muslim Social Conduct. This section deals with issues which are of great importance for the development of the Ummah's social life. Without a healthy social life based on piety, there will be corruption, mistrust and dissension in the community. There are certain factors which are essential ingredients for a successful communal life. Without these, a community cannot hope to have love and unity amongst its members. Amongst these essential factors, one is mashwara, consultation. Consultation in affairs should be based on honesty and true sympathy for the one to whom the advice is given. If there is no mutual trust amongst people, there will be no confidence on the advice given. Mutual trust, love and unity amongst people are possible only if people ensure that they do not cause harm, difficulty and discomfort for others, while at the same time they should be concerned to save others from harm and hardships. This attitude will bring about true unity and love amongst the individuals of a community. Consultation, mashwara with others also facilitates the progress of mutual love and unity. Three essentials have been mentioned in a foregoing explanation. Number one, mashwara, consultation. Number two, mutual relationships. And number three, straight dealings. Some narrations will now be cited in this regard. Hazrat Khalid bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, calmness in affairs is from Allah Ta'ala, and haste in affairs is from Shaitan. Calmness in affairs is from Allah Ta'ala, and haste in affairs is from Shaitan. Consultation impedes haste, which leads to failure. By consulting with others, calmness is introduced into one's affairs. In such procrastination pertaining to worldly matters, there is worldly benefit as well as dini benefit. Since the deen has stated the significance of procrastination in worldly matters, not in dini matters, in worldly matters, a person can delay. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consult with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in special matters. And when you have arrived at a decision, after mashwara, irrespective of whether your decision confirms to the advice given or not, then have trust in Allah Ta'ala and proceed. Verily Allah loves those who rely on Him. The special matters refer to such affairs in regard to which no wahi has come from Allah Ta'ala, although they were important. Consultation has not been reported in regard of matters of trivial importance. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, their affairs are decided by mutual consultation. The believers, their affairs are decided by mashwara. The Quran Sharif praises the believers on account of the praiseworthy practice of mashwara, by means of which they decide their affairs. The significance of mashwara may be gauged from the fact that Allah Ta'ala even ordered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to consult with his sahaba regarding matters of importance. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted with the sahaba radiallahu anhu in regards to the battle of Badr. Hazrat Maymun ibn Mihran radiallahu anhu narrates that when no direction on affair could be found in the Quran and Hadith, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would convene a gathering of intelligent and experienced men and consult with them. It is not incumbent on the one who seeks advice or consults with others to act in accordance with the mashwara given. The episode of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's determination to wage war against those who had refused to pay zakat is ample testimony for this. In spite of all advising against the campaign, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu rejected their unanimous advice and acted in terms of his own decision. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the consultants of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu were ulama, young as well as elderly ulama. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a brother, Muslim brother, seeks to consult, then give him advice. Some rulings pertaining to consultation will now be mentioned. If the consultation is a matter which requires concealing, it should be kept as a secret. The participants in the consultation are people of trust. This means that what has been discussed in the gathering should not be publicized outside. However, if the discussion pertains to the usurping of another's property or to harming anyone, it will not be permissible to conceal the conspiracy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal on this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.